Nearly 100,000 flights were canceled or delayed as volcanic ash forced the closure of European airspace. The International Air Transport Association says the crisis has cost airlines more than $1.7 billion and is devastating an already beleaguered industry. British Airways chief executive Willie Walsh says his company lost between $20 and $30 million a day.
My personal belief is that we could have safely continued operating for a period of time. I think there were occasions when the decision to close airspace could have been justified.
Walsh says cancelling everything was unnecessary.
I took the view at the beginning of this that a blanket closure of airspace was not necessary.
Walsh says after the unprecedented delays and cancellations, there will still be complications with air travel.
I think to get back to normal levels of operation from an industry point of view, I think will take weeks.
About 20% of airline revenues comes from air freight. Aramex Logistics Company Managing Director Jim Armour says the shutdown cost his company about a quarter of its daily revenue. The real problem is the uncertainty, he says.
If someone said this was going to last for 2 weeks like a strike, you can make your plans. You can think about what you do with your people. I think the concern is the unknown.
Armour says the implications are not just economic.
There's a terrible impact. You want to move blood plasma around and you need it badly. You want to move kidneys around, you can't. There's some disastrous consequences apart from the economic ones.
Flower growers in Kenya and Israel have had to destroy tons of roses and other flowers that are too wilted to have any economic value. Fruit and vegetable producers have also lost crops that could not travel to Europe. Joe Tanner with Britain's Freight Transport Association says there are lots of untold costs.
The impact economically is really difficult to judge at this stage because we don't know how much has been able to be salvaged, how much extra cost there's been in terms of the contingency planning. So moving stuff to particular hubs by air and then picking up the rest of the journey by road, rail or sea.
Airlines are asking European governments for financial and logistical compensation to help alleviate some of their losses. Many businesses will not have the same option, and it may take some time before the full economic impact of the volcanic ash cloud is known. Jennifer Glass for VOA News, London.